Next patient is Jerry Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. Clinical case of an 81-year-old male who has CKD stage 2. The laboratory workup was done on the 25th of May of 2023. And he has a creatinine that is 1.1 BUN of 25. The BUN creatinine ratio is 23. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits. Albumin 4.7. And the estimated GFR is 62%. The patient has a proteinuria that is 462 milligrams. We have to remember that this is an ileal conduit, and the proteinuria levels are not going to be that accurate. This patient has a history of carcinoma of the bladder and carcinoma of the prostate, and both of them were removed. Period. He has a stoma of the ileal conduit in the left abdomen, and he has a hernia that is evaluated by Dr. Latsko, L-A-T-S-K-O. And the conservative management was recommended at the time of the visit, period. The patient is moving from his original house to a different one, and he has been pretty busy. He has lost 5 pounds of body weight, 170 pounds, and the BMI is 25. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading is 159 over 91, and the patient says that he has not been that accurate taking the blood pressure medications. Period. We emphasize the need for him to do and follow the medications as prescribed. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that we are going to continue treating with the statins. Following number, the patient has aortofemoral bypass that was in the left side, and he has more than 3 stents in the right side. Patient has been followed by Dr. St. Louis, L-O-U-I-S. Following number, a history of rheumatoid arthritis without flare-ups, and following number, the history of prostate cancer that we mentioned before. At the present time, Mr. Terrell is in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with him, and 5 minutes in the documentation.